Voyage of the Sable Venus and Other Poems by Robin Coast Lewis. The Wild Woman of Aiken. I am not supposed to be beautiful. I am not supposed to sit before the observant eye of a sunflower. I am incapable of having a voice like a robin's singing of springtime's newborn impatience. Its balsams and touch-me-nots crouch so low to the ground. Vases and I are not permitted to dally. If I were a name, it would be wallpaper. My hair is made of a million breathing paisleys. For 5,000 years I have listened to you think aloud about a world that does not exist. I am sitting here in the open, and you are there, dripping beneath your dark velvet, waiting for the light to reach you. I have wondered where you really live, why you cannot hear all the glass inside your syllables slide off the table. Whenever your mouth opens and is then closed, the story has not even begun. The only thing left inside my hand is my own quiet hand. I am the fourth sister. My florets stand together at golden angles. My head is packed with eager seeds crisscrossing in spirals, 100 garlands long. It's over now. About my waist, dark and bright, there is the satin sash, the color of sun. Warmed eggplant, still fetching on the vine. You cannot prevent me. The mothers. We meet, sometimes, between the dry hours, between clefts in the involuntary plan, refusing to think of rent or food, how civic the click to satisfied from man, and democratic, a lucky strike each, we sponge each other off, while what's greyed in and grey slinks ashamed down the drain. No need to articulate great restraint, no need to see each other's lip, the obvious, giddy, fingers garnished with fumes of onions and garlic. I slip back into my shift, then watch her hands, wordless, reattach her stockings to the martyred rubber moons, wavering at her garter.